A wealth of information for managing your money. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
12:51 WBBM News Time. Newspaper ad revenues continue to sink. Papers continue to lose advertising ground to the Internet. And let's talk about it with returning guest Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions in Seattle. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So the numbers that were out today show that it appears to be like a drastic situation for the newspaper industry. What are you watching? What are you seeing?
I think it is drastic. You know, revenues are down 50 and up to 80% in certain categories of advertising. And, you know, this really is just a continuation of a long, slow decline that we've seen in the print space and both magazine and newspapers. I would be a fool to sit here and call for the demise of newspapers or the end of print journalism. I think there'll always be a place for it and a space for it. But it's going to get smaller, it's going to get more efficient, it's going to get distributed on different platforms. And, you know, I think the days of maybe holding a printed news piece of newsprint in your hand are numbered. I don't think we'll see it in 5 years or 10 years, but there's a good chance our kids will not hold a newspaper in their hands or their kids in their lifetime. So I think the handwriting's on the wall.
Are you seeing any of the major newspaper chains, though, that have an Internet presence? Are they able to recoup any of that lost print advertising with Internet ads?
They're able to recoup some of it, but, I mean, as a percentage of their gross revenues historically, it's very small, you know, 12 to 15% maybe, and that is a growing space. I think, however, that the idea that those revenues, online revenues, will ever replace traditional print revenues, that's not going to happen either. I think there's a couple of ways to look at this. As a percentage of GDP, advertising, you know, it's plus or minus 2% and has been historically, and I think it's going to continue. The thing is, there are just so many platforms out there. The audience is so fragmented, and the expectation of low rates and very accurate and very scrutinizable ROI on advertising investments is getting to the point where targeting a mass audience is really almost becoming passé in some ways for all but the largest corporations and national brands. So it's a very difficult space to operate in now. Newspapers are doing the best they can to migrate their content to the web. There are some revenues there, but again, I don't think they'll never see their top line revenues be replaced by the Internet.
Yeah, are there any companies you see that have kind of faced the facts and see what the future is going to hold and have devised a strategy that you find admirable in the face of this and going forward?
In terms of the newspaper space, you know, the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and the Boston Globe, and they're all attempting to do this, and I think and do it well. It's just going to be again, even if they get all the eyeballs that they did through circulation, and there was a one for one replacement. The bottom line is that still the revenues. It won't be a one-for-one replacement with revenues. So I think a lot of newspapers are doing good things. They're migrating their content to the web. They're making it available any place, anytime, anywhere to anybody via a variety of mobile platforms. They're still the only entities that are really doing any meaningful form of investigative journalism and providing that watchdog role that we all expect out of the media. But again, I think the expectation of that being the revenue-rich licensed print money that it was historically has just gone away.
Tom Lason, thanks for joining us today. We'll talk again. Tom Lason in Seattle, president of New Media Solutions.